from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. President Barack Obama flies to Cuba Sunday. He is embarking on a historic trip with the two nations moving to normalize relations after 55 years after they broke ties. President Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years. He will cap his visit with a direct address to the Cuban people, outlining his vision for the future U.S.-Cuba relationship. The White House said President Obama's three-day visit and his televised speech in Havana on Tuesday represents a new beginning in the relationship between former Cold War enemies, expanding on their formal restoration of their diplomatic ties 8 months ago. You can follow President Obama's trip at voanews.com. Morocco's government has ordered out scores of UN workers in Moroccan-held Western Sahara over an ongoing spat with the organization. According to the official state news agency, MAP, a large portion of the staffers flew out of Sunday morning to Spain's Canary Islands. Morocco had issued a three-day deadline to expel 84 people, including UN civilian staffers, at the UN mission for the referendum in Western Sahara and three members of the African Union. Morocco is also terminating its $3 million funding for the UN operation. Iran's supreme leader said Sunday that Washington has continued its animosity toward Tehran, despite a friendly message by President Barack Obama marking the Persian New Year. The state TV broadcast Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's New Year speech on Sunday live, and he said that the U.S., from one hand, they send a New Year's message, and on the other, they have kept economic sanctions. This is VOA News. A mudslide on a hilly tract has buried 8 teenage students returning home after exams in northern Pakistan after several days of heavy rain, according to officials Sunday. A spokesman for the local disaster management authority said the incident occurred Saturday in the village of Susam near the Afghan border. More than a week of rains across northern Pakistan and other parts of the country has caused 79 deaths and at least 100 injuries in mudslides and house collapses. A bus carrying university exchange students back from Spain's largest fireworks festival crashed on Sunday on a main highway in the northeastern part of the country, killing at least 13 passengers and injuring 34 others, according to officials. The passengers included Spaniards and foreign nationals from more than a dozen countries, according to authorities. The bus was carrying 57 passengers, appears to have hit a guardrail before cartwheeling across the road, slamming through a divider and a lane on the other side. Christians around the world are celebrating Palm Sunday. Robert Berger has details from Jerusalem.
Palm Sunday dawned in Jerusalem's old city to the sound of bells at the ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The holiday marks Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem 2,000 years ago and the beginning of the Christian Easter Holy Week. Priests chanted the Palm Sunday liturgy, waving olive and palm branches as fragrant incense filled the church where tradition says Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, Pope Francis kicked off the Christian Holy Week leading up to Easter by celebrating Palm Sunday Mass with pilgrims in St. Peter's Square Sunday. In Rome, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church lamented the indifference of the people, whom said he did not want to take on the responsibility of deciding the destiny of refugees who have overwhelmed Europe. Turkey is blamed on Islamic State militants Sunday for the suicide bombing in Istanbul the day before that killed four people and wounded dozens more. The country's interior minister said the attack was carried out by a Turkish citizen, Mehmet Özturk, who was born in 1992 in a province that borders Syria. He said the suspected bomber, who was also killed in that attack, was not on Turkey's terrorist watch list. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.